We have invite. We have a guest.
Yeah.
This is two cute tiny Santa.
What is it though?
It's a gnomo.
It doesn't have a face.
Yeah, no. They have a face. They have a face, but it's covered.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Don't discover. Okay. Yeah.
Why are we having this?
It's because we are in December.
Yes, Christmas month.
The Christmas month. Well, actually, you don't celebrate Christmas, as I know.
Well, I would say nowadays, younger.
There was something here. Yes. No, it's...
There's love bubble.
You know, usually with a couple, they're having like pasta or something, and then you get a cream. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Ball. How are you, bro? How is it going?
Great. And you know, like I've lived here in Tainan for all my life, but recently I have started to trying to explore the beauty in southern cities. Yeah, like Kaohsiung,
no, you start
like
to
Tainan.
Go out, bro. It seems because in one of the episodes when we talk about, are you rather to do the
indoor? Or
yeah,
outdoor?
You're indoor guy.
I'm an indoor guy.
You're totally indoor.
When I'm out, I'm really out, but I don't go out.
It's not explore. Everything was there. Since you born, everything was there. You just stay inside.
Yeah. So I went to
don't lie yourself.
I went to a lot of places, and honestly, I'm actually surprised because, you know, like when you have friends, foreign friends, and they come to Taiwan, they were like, yo, what's fun in Tainan? I'd be like, nothing. But,
somebody is going to be canceled.
Yeah. I mean, like,
bro, we are going.
You are a foreigner, you first time coming to Taiwan, what city would you choose?
The first thing?
Yeah, be honest, yeah. First city, first time.
First city, maybe Taipei for that.
Yeah, right?
Because it's so close to the airport, Taoyuan, Taipei.
Yeah, and
so
it's the capital city. So it's like
No. Don't confuse. Don't misunderstanding my word.
Okay.
I will visit the Taipei for the Yiling Yi.
Okay.
It's because you have a one architectonic monumental things there. It's not because it's the city. It's because have a one architectonic monumental thing in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like...
Later, we'll go to Kaohsiung. Because they have the second architectonic monumental built in Taiwan. That 85.
Great. Well, but Tainan being one of the oldest city, I think it used to be the capital city. So there's a lot of ancient historical buildings. And yeah, recently I've been, you know, touring around. And yeah, I kind of liked it. Yeah. So I would change my answer to I freaking love Tainan. Yeah. And it's so funny that the other day I posted because I never really post picture of me being in Tainan. Bro, guys, I live in Tainan. We live in Tainan. Okay.
I live in Kaohsiung.
Yeah, I live in Kaohsiung. Okay. But we're actually living really close. We're both in the southern part of Taiwan. And yeah. I post a picture of me being in Amping, and people say, "Welcome to Tainan." I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck? I'm from here. I'm Tainanese." Today's topic, we will be talking about are people the asshole for doing certain things? Or, you know, sometimes we say something, we do something, and we behave in a certain way that maybe you personally think that it's fine, it's not a big deal, but other people might perceive that as, "Oh, that's such a dicky move." You know, that's a bitch move, that's a dick move, that is such an asshole mean thing to do, to say. So today, the whole topic we will be asking, am I the asshole for doing something or saying something?
Yeah, we're going to see two perspectives about that. If that situation make you an asshole.
Yeah.
Or don't make you an asshole, or what is the perspective? Because I think it's normal, casual situation.
Yeah. Actually, and even if you're like the nicest guy in the world, you've got to be a villain in someone's life. Right. And because every story has two sides of it, like you think you're innocent. You think it was a genuine thing to say, but maybe the other person see it differently.
Oh, mm-hmm. Let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
That maybe makes you an asshole. Yeah. Makes you a big asshole. I will ask you two situations that don't matter if you know the guy, no matter if he's your father, no matter if he's the president, no matter if he's your best friend, two situations, two plays in that you can't say hi, or you can say, "Hey, how are you?" or say, "Nice to meet you." You can say anything to this guy. Basically, you need to say like, "Okay, I don't know."
Pretend you to a stranger.
Pretend you don't know this guy. Two situations.
But I personally know him.
Of course, personally, you know really well that guy or that gear. And that situation maybe makes you an asshole.
Okay.
First, I would think of if it's in the red light zone. If it's in the prostitution area, I would say.
I think that's everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. Like, it's like the first thing you come, it might be very awkward to, you know, go up and say,
but do you think
it
can be a really asshole if I say, hey, bro,
you're also here for fun, bro,
I don't know, maybe some people, they don't think that is a, they think that is a really good idea because maybe the gear can pay twice per one time. Two guys for one? It's more cheaper.
Play one.
It's more cheaper, maybe? I don't know, but yeah. Okay.
I do know some bros,
they go together.
They go together, yeah. Maybe not into the same room, maybe not choose the same girl, but they go together as kind of like a fun thing. Like you go bowling together.
It's like a Friday dating. The Friday date out. Okay.
So that's the first place. The second one I thought it was probably if this guy I know personally, I consider him a straight friend. And I saw him in a gay bar. But...
Gay bar, okay.
Not just having fun in a gay bar, but acting really... his authentic self, like yes bitch, like that.
And no, I see that person in that moment. That is a really good time for tall.
I do that, but I don't know, like, because I can't think of any other situation that where I wouldn't be able to say
you're ready
hi.
For the answer.
Yeah,
are you ready?
Okay,
you're going to freak it out.
Okay, bring it.
The bedroom. Yeah,
how is that possible in a bedroom,
bro? The Taiwanese people are crazy. I was in the bathroom, holding my penis in front, and somebody come next to me and say, "Hey, I know you." I say, "Fuck you! I'm focusing that. You don't tell me."
That's hey, I know you, Latino Python. Yeah, a big snake, huh?
Hey, bro. Bro, for sure in the bathroom, no matter if it's your best friend. No matter if you want a photo, don't talk to me. No matter if you want to say a hi, like I say, oh, I love your podcast, don't talk to
me. You're in the middle of your number one. It's like, hi. I have a question. We have urinal stall, right? So this is first one, second one, third one, and fourth one. If there is someone using this one,
I go to this.
Me too. It would be so weird if you go to this one. There's, like, there's so many spots. Why would you be like? Okay, what if there's... Already someone here. Would you
wait? I wait.
I wait too. Because, oh, bitch, I ain't gonna go there. And, like, it's weird. And the other guy will feel weird because they're already in the middle of releasing it. Yeah.
Or I wait. Or if I really, really urgency, I go to the...
To the toilet.
To the toilet. But not to the every toilet. Maybe I go to the special toilet.
Okay.
Because I consider myself in Taiwan a special person.
That's what?
Listen to me. Listen clear to me.
Okay.
Most of the bathrooms in Taiwan, they have a toilet.
Yes.
But they have the squat toilet.
Oh, you guys don't have that?
No! So I consider myself, I don't have ability, bro. I really consider it. Can you imagine, eh? Can you imagine that? How I feel that? Uh-huh. I go to the school. When I went to the university, it's the oldest bathroom.
And you
the
always only have something bathroom to
who
sit
has
on
a
it.
Toilet
in you the can sit on it.
It's
yeah.
in the special toilet. In the special so every time I need to say it, and I need to argue, I live with that problem for my whole life in Taiwan, and I still present that problem.
I see.
I consider myself like I have a special person. I am a special person when I go to the toilet. So I have the right to use that toilet.
You know, you were talking about you have to squat, right?
There's no, I can't squat.
You can't squat, right?
For there's sure, 100%.
This thing in Thai, like it was a taking picture. It was a post, and it was really trendy at the time because the post is called Asian Squat. Like, you take a picture and then you squat, and I don't know, it kind of sounds like, I don't know, edgy and cool in a picture, but a lot of Westerners, a lot of, like, Americans, they can't do that.
We can't, because it's impossible.
And because you're American, so you can.
Yeah, it's we never use that ability. I think it's unusable ability.
But it's clean. You don't make any direct contact, right? You squat on it, and you're... whole set is like in the air.
What do you mean? We don't squat.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you, if you sit on the toilet, right? Your butt makes contact with the toilet itself, with the surface of the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but if you squat, there's no contact. So it's actually really clean, right?
But the problem is don't have a contact is because everything can be go free.
Everything can be... It goes like this?
You know, when you make a pee, when you make the number two, mm-hmm. you do the number one too.
Yeah, sometimes.
So basically, sometimes when you are really pushing, maybe...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to have this situation. Uh-huh. And I don't have that three eyes uh-huh. that have the ability or this instinct to uh-huh. know where I need to point. So it's... Sorry, my bro, but I really... Now you have a special person here next to you. Yeah, yeah. I am an asshole for that?
You're not an asshole. Because you can squat.
Thank you, Taiwan.
We were about to talk about assholes. Why are we talking about bathroom and pooping and peeing? So the situation goes like this. Two best friends forever.
100%.
Two best friends. We have Jenny and we have Cindy. They're getting married almost at the same time, like only 2 weeks apart.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Jenny gets married first. So Jenny asks Cindy, hey, would you like to be my bridesmaid? Would you also want to be like the maid of honor, like to do the speech, you know, getting emotional and so also. And Cindy said, yeah, of course. We're best friends. Of course, I would love to be your bridesmaid. And so Jenny's wedding, it went very smoothly. And now... it's almost to Cindy's wedding. And Jenny was, how come I didn't get invited to be the bridesmaid? Now, for the cultural thing, I know that in Taiwan, you do not invite someone who is already married. But I would say, at least in the States, they prefer to have the bridesmaid someone closer. It doesn't really matter whether you're married or not. You can, of course, invite someone who is already married to be your bridesmaid or the maid of honor or the maiden of honor. And so Jenny wanted to ask... Cindy did not invite her, so Jenny wanted to ask, am I the asshole for getting upset and confronting, like, directly go to my friend and say, bitch, why didn't you invite me? I thought we were friends. I thought we were best friends. I feel really betrayed. I feel upset. Am I the asshole for getting upset and confronting her?
For be the bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm, to be the bridesmaid.
Not invite to the wedding, because I suppose...
She is invited to the wedding.
She's invited.
To eat.
To eat.
To okay. watch the ceremony, no, but not as the bridesmaid.
Fun with the Taiwanese people is for celebrate that day with this person together. But for me, for my perfect, maybe she's not a really big asshole.
I have a slightly different perspective. I would say it's totally normal to feel upset because you treated that person as your best friend. Yeah. But you get to invite. You did want to invite Cindy. So you had every right to decide who you wanted to invite, but Cindy also, vice versa, she would has the right to invite whoever she wants to invite. And
so I'm not going to be your best man in your wedding? That is what you want to say, bro? I'm not going to be your best man?
No,
this bro, is finished, then. We were planning to record 16 episodes, but we're finished.
You are. Even though I'm not having a wedding, I will have a wedding on my own.
Bro,
and
I'm going
invite
to
you.
Build in your wedding. I don't know how, but I need to make sure this is going to be mutual.
Yeah, I would say...
What do you say? What are you going to say? I'm listening to you, bro. I don't want to play like a toxic relationship here, but bro, I'm listening to you.
It's just, think about it. I see it this way. Like, if you, because I was
no,
coming
don't
from
try
the
to
perspective.
Put that like a really beautiful.
No, I was coming from the perspective. You are getting married soon, right? If you did not invite me to be your best man, I'd be like, aw. But okay. Because you probably have, like, you have your whole life. Bros Bond being one part of your life, it could be important, it could be a huge section of it, but, and I could be one part of your friend, but I don't know your inner circle, I don't know your best bros. Yeah, so, if you have bros before this bro, like, you have bros before this bro, then I feel sad, honestly, but it's your wedding. Like, the most important part is for you to be handsome and happy.
You know what? I'll tell you one more about the
because
wedding.
You're not gonna invite me to be your best man, right?
No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you one more about the wedding part.
Okay.
I am an asshole if my friend sent me that invitation, the Google form for his wedding, and I never replied.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you fuck is it? You know it, bitch. You know it, bitch.
I would say I am the asshole. I'm so sorry for that.
You know the bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't saw my chat. He didn't reply. He didn't answer me like, hey, bro, yeah, I'm going to write the formulary.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch.
Did you write me a Google form?
I sent you the Google form. Look at your Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it, right? You sent me the Google form?
Yes.
Already?
I did.
Okay. Well, I am going. I am coming. Obviously, I'm coming. Yeah.
Just because I know you are coming. Just because I asked you really seriously.
I thought about another friend's wedding. So she...
It's not the first time, bro. This is an asshole. This is a fucking asshole. No, don't invite to the...
I'm wedding. A fucking asshole. Do not invite me. Just put me there. Just come kidnap me and put me there. Am I an asshole?
I sent you, bro.
Okay, yeah, I'm so sorry. Am I an asshole?
Somebody, you need to say sorry to another person too.
I am so sorry. Am I the asshole for this girl actually texting her first, personally texting, and then say, would you like to come? It's around this time. I said, yeah, of course, happy married. And then she sent me a Google form and I did not reply.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. I'm so sorry. I hope you have a beautiful life with your husband.
Oh, they already married?
Yeah, they already got married.
And you didn't win?
But because, you know why? Because we
were... So what's possible that you gonna sip to my wedding?
No, because we were recording Boris Bond. Oh. That's why. Ooh, all right.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
So, okay. We were talking about... I think it has become like a really famous vocabulary, I would say, about body positivity is where you embrace yourself, accept that beauty comes in several different ways. You don't necessarily have to be white, skinny, big boobs, kind of like that. Am I the asshole for commenting on this, the post of this girl, like on Instagram? She posts like a bikini at the beach kind of picture. And then am I the asshole for commenting that... For your health concerns, I think you need to watch your intake. But not for beauty. It's like, I care about you. So
Yeah, care in a healthy way.
Yeah, care in a healthy way. And then other people are coming like, oh my God, what are you doing? It's body shaming. This is terrible. It's 2023. People are beautiful.
You know, I have a really big, strong opinion. Two ideas. First idea, yeah, you are an asshole 100%. But how you can't be an asshole if you are a doctor? If you are a doctor, you have the whole right to say one person, sorry, lady, but I think you need to start to eat healthy.
So if this person is a doctor or medical professional or nutritionist, you're not an asshole. But if you're just like a random stranger commenting, then yeah, you're an asshole.
And I think that's good, positive and negative.
Yeah, that's like kind of like toxic positivity.
Yeah, 100% you need to accept yourself. But in the same way, 100% you need to accept that you are eating shit.
Mm-hmm.
You are eating like a McDonald's. If you eat McDonald's every fucking day, no, you don't love your body.
Yeah.
You love the shape of your body, but you don't want to improve your body because in the long term, you are going to have maybe one healthy problem. So if you really love your body, try to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You don't need to be shape. You don't need to be muscle. Uh-huh. You need to be healthy.
Yeah, that's what I did. I have a routine thing. It's kind of it's probably
finally
strange.
After bro, I met you like 4 years and finally I listened to you. I have a routine.
I have a routine, but you're gonna be surprised because it's not a healthy one. It's not a healthy one. So every time when I have food, when I have my meal, especially junk food, I take a picture of it. Why? Because look at my belly. Whenever I feel sad about myself. Like, why am I fat? Yeah, I go through like, oh, Rome isn't built in one day. Yeah, oh, I had this. Okay, I had that. A pizza. Okay, oh, pepperoni. Oh, great. And chocolate cakes. So then I feel better. It's like, I eat my own shit. I am what I eat. So, I mean, obviously now I'm trying to be...
Shit.
I am the shit. Yeah. I eat shit.
Bro, not, if that's literally, you, but that's the problem.
But that's kind of like a routine. So I would say that
I don't recommend that routine, by the way.
I would not come personally. I would not come in on someone because like we don't know everybody's battle that they're fighting. Maybe she's trying. Maybe she has some other illnesses. So I would see like you. If this person is a medical professional, then he or she definitely has the right to comment on that for health reason. But for just for me, I don't think I have the right to comment on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
would you say right now your body shape, are you comfortable in your own skin? Are you comfortable with your body shape?
Yeah, I'm so 100% comfortable. I can stay naked if you want.
Please don't be naked. Okay, your turn.
Oh, that's a classic. That is the suggestion of the chef. I am the asshole if after a big fight, in that fight we say like a 8C, like a your mother is and your whole ancestors. Mm-hmm. And I told you, and I remember your other tiki problems.
Ah, okay.
I am the asshole if after that big fight, ask for sex.
Why would you put me in this situation? You are the asshole, but I am the asshole as well. Okay. But I would say, I would try to see in an objective way. Did the fight end, or it was like a continued fight? And then you say,
no, but even if the fight ends, it's like you have the emotion. No?
Well, there are a different type of different fox. Yeah. So one is the angry fox. Oh, you don't like my. But I would say, it's probably a little bit asshole because you didn't get that resolved first. Sometimes I would say for guys, it's easier for us to just, you know, you feel the impulse and then you want it and then you go for it with the sex drive. But for girls, sometimes not every girl, but you have to take care of their fragile, this really soft part.
Sometimes a lot of times, after a big fight. It's because in that day, I mentalize like, okay, this night we are going to be champion. So in that day, that night, I believe in myself in that. So, but in the day, unfortunately, we have a big fight. But I was already in the mood. So I was already in the mood, in the previous mood. Mm-hmm. So it was like shit.
But it's kind of important, like when you ask, when you suggest that, hey, I'm feeling sexy, I'm feeling horny. But what if that day your partner doesn't want any of that? Would you respect that? Or would you be like, oh, would you get grumpy? You're like, oh, disappointed.
Yeah, I would respect that. 100%. You don't want to have sex, you don't want to have sex.
Oh, you respect the consent of it.
Yeah.
I think that's really, what a healthy relationship you have.
And that's, so basically you already mentioned the point. I'm going to ask you one more. Okay. I am the asshole for subscribe OnlyFans while having a partner already.
Whenever I hear this, I would have the first answer, and then I would try to think on the other people's shoes. So I would say, you're not the asshole. Yeah. Like for me personally, I don't see myself as an asshole for subscribing that, because I can't touch that person. It's just images and videos.
But in the OnlyFans, you can chat with that person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they were also replying, kind of like a direct message?
Yes.
Are you doing that?
No. You can put a one limit. If the limit is you are not going to meet this person. Mm-hmm. If you are not going to meet this person, it's like a Pornhub premium.
Yeah, it's just kind of like that.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
Speaking about relationship, I have this situation where I want to ask whether you think this guy is an asshole or not. So this guy, he is ridiculously fucking rich. He owns 2 Ferraris, 2 Lamborghinis. Yeah, that kind of rich. And he's really deep in love with his girlfriend. He loves every part of her except one thing. Personally, he prefers bigger boobs, bigger breasts. It's just a personal preference, but he said that upfront, do not ask me to break up with my girlfriend because I really love her personality, her family, her everything. It's just, I also get to have my own personal preference, right? So he wanted to ask his girlfriend, and he wanted to ask other people that, am I the asshole for asking and suggesting that my girlfriend would look even sexier if she got a boob job, while mentioning that I would be willing to cover all the expenses, all the possible fees, like consultation, I'll find the best surgeon to give the consultation, and then the surgery fee, I'll cover everything. I'll even give her post-op care, and I will hire a caretaker. I will give her private room, like everything, the best. And then I would even give her allowance, like pocket money, those kind of things, like while she is resting, like I'll give her the best care. But am I the asshole? And it's okay if she doesn't want to do it, but am I the asshole for asking and suggesting you might look sexier to me if you got a boob job?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay. I want to know. Why? Oh, yes, yeah. No.
No, you're not an asshole because I told my wife too. I asked.
Oh, juicy pie. Yes, you told your wife what?
Yeah, but we were talking that in about the like a funny way, because I made one zero G in my face. You will not guess which part. If you guess, write in the comments. But the point is, when I was make that zero G, I saw a lot of girls doing this boobs job. Mm-hmm. So, because we was in the situation, we was in the mood, we was in the topic moment.
Just casually.
Yeah, casually. I asked my wife. My wife started to find certain information about that. And it's preferred after half baby. First you have babies, and after that you can make that zero G. So you will not...
The breast tissue will not be...
Yeah, and the milk and the all things can be stopped, that, no? So, but she told me like, if you want, you need to pay.
Oh, you need to cover it.
Yeah, you need to cover that.
You pay for what you want.
Yeah. But the thing is that I'm not big fan of the
of big books.
But yes, you are an asshole because it's your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Because you didn't sign a contract. Because I'm talking for my wife. So if it's your girlfriend, bro, I saw a lot of case about that. Some guy paid the boot jobs. They enjoy like a 1 month. And then the girl say, bye-bye. The girl say, bye-bye.
I would say, yeah, you are an asshole. Because initially I thought like, well, it's just like open communication, right? You can talk about what you like. You don't have to go for it. You don't have to do exactly what I say. But... is it that wrong for me to ask? Initially, I came with this perspective, right? And then I was talking to one of my friends and I asked her the question. I was like, I wonder how like girls, women would think on this particular topic. And then she went crazy. She kaboom. She said, yeah, I haven't even finished my question. And she's like, yeah, he's an asshole. He's a dick. And he got really emotional. I was like, oh, whoa. Okay. There's got to be more, right? So I was listening to her sharing and she said that, so she just gave birth to two babies and like the postpartum and then carrying the baby for 10 months twice and like feeling a bit depressed after the pregnancy. And she said that is exactly what her husband suggested. Like she was like breastfeeding, and then obviously she said that after you gave birth, it's like your breasts would not look the same. And even like she was at the lowest confidence level, like she had really low self-esteem, especially to her own body. She wasn't feeling confident, like stretch marks and belly, the breast being shrunk. And she said that she felt really hurt. It's like, I had your baby twice, and then now all you cared about is my boobs. I think the bottom line, if the girl also wants that for herself, not for you, then I think that's okay. Like she can consider that. But the husband was like, "Why? It's just a joke. It's just like it's just a suggestion. You do look different.
But you need to take care.
You really need to take care.
I think one of the things for real for everyone, if you want to suggest something about that shape of the person, don't be an asshole and ask in the random moment.
Yeah.
If the mood, if the situation give you the opportunity, you can ask. Because if you just ask in the random moment, like a, hey, maybe you can operate your nose. It's like a, maybe you heart.
Yeah. That can you be a heart. You made the other person make feel really insecure about their own appearance, and that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's
bullying. That makes you an asshole.
Yeah, that would be an very
100%.
I really I spent so much energy into preparing the questions.
Okay.
All right. Here's another one. I think this one personally for me, I still don't have an answer whether this girl is an asshole or not. So there is this girl, and she has a mentally really abusive mother. So she had really terrible relationship with her. So after she got married, she decided to go no contact at all. She decided to delete her from her life. And then one day that she got a call from hospital that saying her grandfather was dying. Yeah, so she went to the hospital to have the final visit on the grandfather, and the grandfather on the dying bed, and said that, Emily, your mom is really sorry, and I am the only relative, only family left for your mom. So if I'm gone, your mom has no one. She only has you. And the mom is also, and the mom divorced before, so the mom doesn't have a husband, and she's the only child. So she really had a terrible relationship. So it's she wanted to ask. She wanted to ask, my grandpa's dying request, dying wish is for me to make up with my mom to continue to have a mother-daughter relationship. Am I the asshole for refusing my grandfather his dying wish?
Okay, listen, that story is just happening in Asia, nothing more. It's not happening. I don't want to be racist, but this is just happening in Asia, not in Latin America. And the second one, view in the Asian perspective, you are not going to be an asshole. Accept the request of your grandfather. So your grandfather can pass away in a really good mood. Mm-hmm. But for sure, if this is an Asia case, your mother is going to fuck up again, because the mother or the older people in Asia think or believe that they are God. They don't have a wrong way. They every time are right. So your mother is going to make again and again and again and again and again. They never understand that sometimes they have mistakes. So
exactly,
it's going to happen again. It's going to be one circle. So yeah, make your grandfather die in peace. Mm-hmm. But your mother is going to fuck up again.
I would say, you could say that I promise I will find peace with my mother. And that peace is to continue to stay in no contact. But it's like, you're not lying to your grandpa, right? It's like, you promise to make peace. And I have already found my peace, which is not reaching out. Do you have another one? I have another one.
Okay,
you go first.
I am the asshole for first have a sex and then asking for being my girlfriend. I am the asshole. Bro, have a lot of person who has this kind of friend and... But I think the guy is really falling in love really fast. Mm-hmm. When one gear, maybe the gears is really smart. Yeah. They have a really clear what they want. If they want a sex, they just going to have a sex with you and nothing more. Uh-huh. But the guy is really like, oh, she have
a sex. I can like you. Any sex? Yes, of course.
Yeah, I am the asshole for fears have a sex and they ask for my girlfriend.
No, you're not the asshole.
I want to read the whole comment. So I want to read to you in the comments if I am the asshole for first have a sex and then ask for being my girlfriend or boyfriend.
You can't really deny the fact that sex is also one huge part of a healthy relationship, right? And some people really, really take that seriously. And he or she can like you very much. But if, like, let's say the sex is not really compatible, then... they consider that a huge part of it. So once you have sex, it's like, oh, that part, at least we get that out of the box.
But what if one of the part don't want to have a relationship? That is the point. Because after you have a sex, maybe you can feel like, oh, we are really compatible. We are really having more things. But the girl is like, yes, but I don't want to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. I want to keep fucking around.
Well, then you don't have a deal. But let's say you really like this girl. You two already had like skinship, intimate
moment.
No, that's
never happened for me. I have a sex... When I was in my period, a lonely period, for me, sex is sex, love is love.
When you really like a girl and then she agreed to have sex with you, but you would love her to be your girlfriend. So then you ask, but you two already have sex. And then she said, oh no, I prefer to say
for me,
fuck bodies. Would you say fuck body or would you say no, no, no?
If I want to, you be my girlfriend. Not you, by the way. But if some
girl... I would love to be a girlfriend.
I would never fuck you. I will go to the Thai massage every week.
Who says you are the one to fuck me? Prepare your bottom. I have one.
Yeah.
This is personal. This one is finally personal.
Finally. I told you 100% that my whole story, 100% unreal personal. And you just won.
Hey, come on. You got to admit, those are good stories, yeah? You gotta admit that, yeah. I spent a lot of time doing research.
I can find good research on the internet.
My girlfriend's birthday. Am I an asshole for editing a cute, tiny video just for her? Like a personal customized. But before, she already said that, oh baby, I love that bag. But the bag is a fancy brand bag. She already stressed that, I love that bag. But am I the asshole for not being able to afford that? So I didn't went for that option. I made her a special video gift.
If she is angry, she is the asshole. You're not the asshole. She's the asshole.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. If you make a one video, cute video for her, and don't buy that fancy bag, and she get upset, she's the fucking asshole.
But what if you be honest, would you rather get a fancy something that you really love, or you would rather get something that's specifically made for you?
The first anniversary that I have with my wife, she make to me a one cake of Oreo.
Oh!
We was listen. We was in Peru. She don't know that around the place. She don't know anything. And she make a one cake for me. And plus that, she bring our photos and make a one mark for me and our first anniversary. And what I did is I bought a chocolate for her because I thought that it's our first anniversary. So I bought a chocolate for her. But when I feel in that moment is my gift is a bullshit. So if you have the opportunity to do something by your hands, put an effort for that, it's really more better.
And it's so cute. It's made for you. It's one and the only. It's so unique. Yeah.
Let me tell you something for that girls who love the money. The money is not yours. Never was yours. The money just come in, go out. If come in and just stay here, it's a paper. Mm-hmm. But if you spend, you lost everything. So the money is just a traffic thing. But the things you make for the people, the experience, the moment is the value thing.
That experience really stayed with me because
things hit me. That fucking things hit me. My wife, the first anniversary, and she made this for me with her hands and go to print. And she's really, in that moment, she was really introvert person and go to ask for the people. And it's a foreigner country.
That's a lot of effort.
Bro, I was like close to crying for her. Basically, I feel embarrassing. And I buy a really expensive chocolate, but I feel embarrassing. I feel like, fuck, I'm nothing. And in that moment, I understand that something is really more value than the money.
Yeah. For me at the time, it really hit me because for people who edit the video, you know how painstaking that long that is. And I'm not as good as you, so you know, like, with my terrible skill, it takes so much time to try to put something together and to make it sweet and to match the tempo and the song of it. And she saw that, she was like, oh, thank you.
That's happening in the real life.
It happened in the real life.
Oh, she's a fucking asshole, bro.
And
she's a fucking.
She was like,
"You broke with her, right?"
Yeah, I broke up with her.
But for that moment, for that reason, or for another reason.
Not for that reason. We had
you're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole. You are an asshole. You keep being an asshole.
I wanted to ask everybody because at the time, after her explanation, I really felt like, "Oh, I'm an asshole because you said that you want this, and I didn't appreciate you already giving me hint that you want certain thing. It's your birthday. You should be the person who feel happy about, not so much about my feelings." So I gave the video. I was like, hey, you look at it. And after 5 minutes, she's like, oh, thank you. And that's it. I was like, oh yeah, I also got you some cake, some flowers. And she said, but not like the actual things I can bring out and show my friends. I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, if you want to show the video, it's personal, private, but you want to show, you can show, it's cute. Yeah. And she said, what are you, 17? At the time, she was already 25. So she said, I'm 25. I'm working. And I just told you, I gave you a hint that this is teenage love. Our material.
No, you need to find another gear.
And so at that time, I felt really hurt. And we end up having a huge fight. But thank you for telling me that I'm not an asshole. One final one. This is the Uncle Fun Fight. One final one.
For Uncle Tyler.
This also actually. So, am I the asshole for?
Yes. yes.
I will reply.
And I told you a lot of times.
I will reply your Google form. I will. I didn't see it. Okay, I'm sorry. Am I the asshole for blocking my ex when we were broken up? We already agreed that should we stay friends, and she suggested that we should stay friends. And I said, oh yeah, sure. But am I the asshole for blocking her?
You're asshole if you don't block her.
Oh, but like,
no.
Okay, if you want to block someone, do you give them a heads up, like, hey,
I don't want to say that, but you forced me to say that. How do you feel that? Okay, we are going to talk about your previous relationship. You didn't block her, right?
Yeah.
You mute.
I muted. Yes.
Mute. How do you feel that? You start to see the story, and in that moment, her
that's my nipple.
Her here, right? Uh-huh. You feel hurt.
Yeah.
In that moment, you see the story, you see the conversation, you see the photo of this girl hurt.
Yeah.
That is the most healthy thing is block.
That actually happened.
How do you feel that?
That actually happened because after your encouragement, I blocked.
After I told you block her, 1 month happened. After 1 month, you block her. Because I asked you again, bro, did you block her? And you said, no, I mute her.
Come on. You have to take in all the details, right? Because I can't disclose any more details, but we are more than just friends becoming partners. And it has something to do with business. So I can't just block her because if it's about business, I can't be an asshole for not replying, right? So if like we have a meeting on Tuesday, I won't be able to see anything about it. So I decided first to mute her, but then you said, ah, no, you cannot just mute her. So then I blocked her, this time for real. She got really
upset. And I feel proud of that.
No. The end of the story is she got really upset. And she reached out to our mutual friend and then texted me and say, what the hell? Who do you think you are to block me? We agreed to be friends. I thought we were friends. I thought we ended on a good term.
No. You need to block her. If she wants to find a one way to communicate with you, that is their problem. But you need to live in one healthy things, in one healthy environment. You know, that person makes you a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. And like your bro, maybe you live in one, look in one eyes.
Yeah,
I'm your bro and I saw you, I didn't saw you well in that moment.
Yeah.
And the most healthy thing is you forget that thing. You remember that day we stopped to record everything, we stopped to record and we tried to take off our mind.
We went to the beach.
We went to the beach and we tried to put our mind in another situation. And then when you are really mature, when you are really, maybe you can, okay, communicate with that person in the professional way. Okay, we have a business. But not unless in the process, because in the process, you are really fragile.
Yeah. So I think that here's another perspective for you guys to know that sometimes if you're being blocked, it probably has nothing to do with you. They're not personally attacking you or wanting to block you. It's like at that time for me blocking her, it was for me to really focus on myself. I want to improve my mental health.
Yeah.
I want to become better. And the only way for me to really prioritize myself is by blocking her, by not seeing that thing. So it has nothing to, I am not against her. Yeah. And I don't want her to have a shitty life. I want her to continue to be happy. But blocking her was the best option that was there. So sometimes being blocked...
Maybe it's not like, the best option, okay. The most healthy option.
Yeah.
Healthy so for say, you, because after one relationship, it's healthy to take your time to reevaluate to who are you, mm-hmm. where you are,
yeah, sometimes.
And how you love yourself. Yeah.
Sometimes you tend to lose your way, lose your authentic self when you're in a relationship, and that's when you need to really realize and focus on building yourself, and then maybe possibly in the future I might find happiness again.
No, I'm sure you are going to find a happiness. Okay. Have a lot of girls want to make you happy.
It was a lovely episode.
Yeah. Well, everybody, that's all for today. Thanks everybody for watching. It's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Bob. Bye bye.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看这里 Studio 307，很赞。